thinks he's so holy, and then he felt like he'd rebuke the Lord. Amen. I got to thinking about, oh my, he's fighting with the wrong people. At one point in time, he's fighting at James and John, the other disciples, and they're trying to figure out who's the greatest. He must have been an independent Baptist. Amen. That's sitting around, thank God, trying to figure out who's the best among us. Amen. Hey, look here, friend. Have no such thing as great Christians. Amen. Only a great Savior. Amen. I mean, look here. There's not none of us in here. There's not nobody in here. And you say, listen, thank God, I'm hitting 1,000 over here. And well, you probably are over there. But I bet if we put you under a microscope, there's probably a spot or two you're striking out. Amen. Oh, yes, thank God. That's why I'm glad when I come to serve God, I come not to serve Him on my own merits or based on any good thing that I've done. But I get to come worship God based on the good that He's done. Amen. And so Peter's getting in that place, and he's always fighting with the wrong folk. But thank God, listen, let me help y'all right here. What Peter teaches us is you do not fight with a clenched fist. Thank God you fight with bended knees. Amen. Hey, it's a lot of folks, thank God, the only way they know how to fight is by starting a Facebook chat and then running everybody else down. Somebody help me on that right there. I mean, something goes wrong in their life, and the first thing they do, make some anonymous Facebook post, and that's how they fight. And they fight with the folks around them, and they fight with folks they go to church with, and they fight with folks in their home. But thank God the Apostle Paul echoes it when he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You are not my problem. Amen. Thank God the person next to you is not the problem. That person across the room is not the problem. If you're going to learn how to fight, thank God, stop trying to fight with these and start bending your knees for God. Amen. Look here, friend. Oh, Peter finally got it right. After all his life, Brother Ricky finally figured out who his problem was. He writes it down. 1 Peter 5:8. He says, be sober, be vigilant for your adversary. He didn't say the preacher, amen. He didn't say your adversary, Nathaniel. He didn't say your adversary, Joshua, amen. Not your adversary, the church. He said your adversary, the devil, amen. And listen, friend, thank God. I want you to hear me. I think that these some more folk, and they're standing over here fighting their own person, and the whole time they're fighting their own person, and the devil's beating the brakes clean off of them. And you say, how do I battle that? And you don't battle with clenched fists. And you battle with bending knees. I'll say this to you. And you don't battle by slinging a sword. And you battle by standing fast. Amen. How Peter got that place. I always like this story personally. It's not spiritual, Clark, but I like it. When he gets in the garden and old Malchus shows up, and to thank God, and Eli or whatever that soldier's name was, and whenever he gets that sword out and he cuts off Malchus's ear, I like that personally. I mean, that stirs me up. I think, thank God, I'm glad somebody did it. Amen. I mean, every time I read that, and now y'all probably more spiritual than I am, and you ain't never thought nothing like that. But every time he's there, I thought, I wish he hadn't missed. Amen. I wish he got them all, thank God. But oh, Lord Jesus looks back and he says, Peter, he says, put up thy sword into the sheath. He that lives by the sword will die by the sword. He said, the cup that my father gave me, he said, shall I not drink it? You know what he's doing, Stephen? And while he was thinking he was fighting for God, he was actually fighting against God. And the way you fight for God is not by being a striker, but it's by standing firm on the faith. Amen. He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith. I mean, thank God, look here, friend. You want to give the devil a black eye, I tell you what you do. And you keep serving God in good times and in bad times. And it feels right and when it don't. And when it looks right and when it ain't. And when you come in and the shout's pulling over. And when you still come in and you're as dry as cracker juice. I tell you what you ought to do. And just rear back and worship God. And just keep being faithful. And keep being been faithful. I'll be faithful. Listen, I'll tell you what you say, preacher. I've been reading my Bible this week, and all it is words on a page. I can't even remember what I read. You know what I tell you to do? I just keep reading, amen. And what you'll find is this. The next time you do it may be the time that the sweet Holy Ghost of God that takes the words and illuminates your heart and gives you something to get on down there. I feel like preaching right there. I'll tell you what y'all do, thank God. And when you say, I don't feel much like praying, and y'all just go in your closet and shut the door, offer up the best you got. And when you can't pray as you would, just pray as you can, amen. And every time you get out of there, and say, thank God, I'm going to resist it, steadfast in the faith, amen. I'm saying this, thank God. Oh, Peter's helped me learn how to fight. That day is a time I used to fight against people. And I want you to look at me, friend. From time to time, I still get like that, if I'm being real honest with you. But you're not the problem. I'm not the problem. And I'll tell you this. And what we ought to do, thank God, whenever somebody's out and they got a liquor problem and start beating the brakes off of them over their liquor, and we ought to get down on our knees and ask God to change their fountain, amen. And whenever these folks out there and they're doing all these ungodly things, I'll tell you what y'all do. I know we don't do it too much, but Brother Keith, I think we ought to get serious enough about it, and we start fasting before God, asking God how to change it, and trust that He will, amen. I'm saying, oh, Peter taught me how to fight. I'll tell you, thank God. I've learned this, amen. Everybody listen to me. Smile at me back in the back, thank God. I'll say this, friend. Whenever we're battling for the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll do us a whole lot of good. Before we ever come and let words come out of our mouth, have to let the tears from our eye cover the altar of our heart. Before we ever say the first word, you'll find, thank God, it's untelling what God will do if we just do that, amen. And so I thought about how He taught me how to fight. I'll tell you what He taught me how to do. Every now and then you are going to get knocked down, amen. Somebody help me there. I know nobody in here has ever got knocked down. I mean, you've been serving God. I know I say this from time to time. But everybody in here, you've been serving God faithfully. You've never took a misstep. You've never went back out, not one inch. You've never watched the wrong thing. Never listened to the wrong thing. Never said the wrong thing. Never done the wrong thing. There's nobody in this room. I mean, once you got up and started running, you've been sprinting for God with glory in your soul. Hands up in the air, never slowed down on the way to heaven, getting ready to slide in, and you ain't even out of breath. But for the rest of us, amen. For the folks here that thank God that you went to try to fight, and as soon as you tried to fight, you got the wind knocked out of you, and you got knocked back, and you got knocked down. One of the best scriptures in this Bible, Peter taught it to me. Peter got the wind knocked out of him. For 50 days, he's down and out. Have 50 days, don't know if God loves him or he don't. Have for 50 days, don't know if he's usable or if he's not. Have been in Acts 2:14, after he got knocked down, and the Bible said, then Peter standing up among the 11, amen. Boy, I'm telling you, every time I read that, it puts a little revival in my heart. I see old Peter sitting there. Y'all, maybe you ain't never been used, but I'll tell you how this works. Old Peter sitting there, and that Holy Ghost gets to churning. And he said, Peter, time to stand up. And the devil said, there ain't nobody going to listen to what you got to say. And the Holy Ghost, Joshua, said, you better stand up. And that devil sitting there whispering said, you remember what you done? And the Holy Ghost said, he said, you better, and about that time, Peter said, that's about enough, amen. And when he stood up, he opened her mouth and let her roll. And for that crowd that says God can only use the perfect people, somebody's going to have to square up how he used a man right there that was broken and shipwrecked, and 3,000 people plus got into the family of God. I'm telling you, thank God, Peter showed me how to fight, amen. Showed us how to fight. How many ain't it a blessing to know how to fight? Look here, friend, I'm telling you, somebody who wronged you 20 years ago, that you walk down the different aisle when you see them in Walmart, they are not the problem, amen.
Y'all listen to me real good. That's practical Christianity. I know some of you, when you go get your Zesta crackers and you look up and you see somebody that you ain't like, they probably stole something from your granddaddy 14 generations ago and you ain't forgot it, but you want to come to the house of God and shout her out. That don't work. That don't work. That don't work. Amen. I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to just suffer a little wrong. You ought to suffer a little loss and say, thank God, God, if I can live with it, I can live without it. I hope you're getting more than they ever stole. Amen. And find out God will help you. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God's not going to listen, friend. I'm going to try to move on here. Peter taught me how to fight. But I won't go on record saying this. I want y'all to listen to this part. Oh, Peter taught me how to fail. Amen. He taught me how to fail. I mean, listen, y'all know. At Matthew chapter 14, everybody always talks about old Peter. Said John, they said, oh, Peter, he went down. Oh, Peter, he went down. He got out on the water. He got out on there. And then, oh, Chase, they said, did you see him? What a failure. And I promise you, Stephen, when old Peter got back in the boat, he probably felt like Don. He probably felt like, man, I just failed. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. Thank God. Every time I read that passage in Matthew 14, I think, thank God, what it must have taken to get out of the boat. Hey, man, every time I get there and I get to studying about that, I thank God in heaven. Help me to have the kind of faith that Peter had. Have to step out. And you say, but he failed. I want to ask you this. You know what the wonderful thing about the Lord is? As the old Peter failed right. Even when he failed, he succeeded. I'll tell you what he's trying to do. But thank God, I'm about to run on you now. Y'all help me. I'll tell you what he done, Brother Peel. Whenever he got over there, his desire was to get close to God. And you know what ended up happening? Thank God, when he stepped out of the boat, he might have went down. The Bible said he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And it said, and immediately, you know what happened? Thank God. He got close to God. Amen. And the Lord got dealt in my heart. Even one step of faith, even when you feel like it's a failure, any step of faith is a step forward and closer to God. And even if you fail, you'll still succeed. Amen. Praise God. That's as good as I know how to preach right there. Amen. It stirs my heart. I'm telling you, these folks, they say, man, every time I try to do something for God, I feel like I'm failing. Well, I'm going to tell you this. He got back in the boat. Now, I don't know what his friends was like, but I'm going to say this, Brother Jones. If it was me and you and Josh and Misty and Rodney and Hannah, and you stepped out and you got on the boat, I'd have to elbow Josh and say, look at him go. Amen. Look at him go. I'd say, brother, go. Thank God. And when you got back in the boat, you know what I'd want to know? I'd say, man, what was it like? Had to walk on water. You say, preacher, he only took 3 or 4 steps. That's 3 or 4 more than I've ever taken. Amen. Hey, praise God. Praise God. That's 3 or 4 more than most Baptists ever took. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to be critical. Have somebody who's willing to do something that I'm not willing to do. I thought about this. I mean, listen, friend. He was willing to step out of the boat, and he might have failed. But now listen. On the inside of him was fear. And the Bible records it, Miss Jones. And it says they were afraid. But thank God, despite being afraid, he stepped out anyway. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Brother Kevin, right, there's not none of us. Whenever we was coming back and those waves was high and we was crashing, there wasn't nobody saying, hey, let me walk out on the water, amen. We was holding on for dear life. I'm thinking, I hope I don't drown in Lake Tanganyika. That would not be good, amen. I'm saying, listen, that old fellow's there and he's afraid. But despite being afraid, he takes a step. I didn't find nobody on the boat encouraging him neither. Hey, look here. It's easy to take a step when everybody around you is encouraging you to step. Everybody, y'all obviously grew up different than I did. You get up on a rock out at the Blue Hole in Norma. That rock's 40 foot high. And all your friends is out there. And they say, jump. And you say, I ain't a jumping. And then they all, you know, they usually start name calling. I'll not do that in church. They start name calling. And before very long, they so much encouragement And you say, I better just jump. Amen. How about that's not what old Peter experienced? Ain't nobody on the boat encouraged him to get out. Ain't nobody there. The only thing that's moved Peter from where he was to get out of the boat. Listen, as he said, Lord, if it's you, he said, I want to get to you. Thank God. I don't have to have any encouragement on my right. I don't have to have nobody on my left. I mean, I like it. Thank God. How about praise God, I'm glad. If you're saved by the grace of God, he ought to bring your own fire to the house of God. And bring your own wood to throw on the flame. And show up, thank God, and ready to shout off what God has done in your soul. Amen. Despite what's on the inside, despite what's on the outside, despite the storms on every side. I mean, thank God, look here. I'll promise you this. I was on a boat in a storm. And you know what we done? Nobody was standing up. Nobody was stepping out. We was holding on, white fists clenched for dear life. How about here this fella is? And he said, I believe I'll take a step to God. And he might have sank in the water. How about when he sank, he was closer to God than he was on the boat. Amen. Just take your step of faith. He showed me how to fight, and he showed me how to fail. That even in failing, listen, even when you try and fail for the Lord, you're still being successful. I'd rather try and fail for the Lord as to be as successful as the world thinks you ought to be, wouldn't you?
Amen.
I'd rather walk out here and they say, man, that guy's crazy. He's a fool. And I would for them to come by and say, man, I'll tell you what, boy, that old fella there, he's just like everybody else. I'm not even interested in that. I want to say this to you. He taught me how to fight. He taught me how to fail. You know what Peter really taught me how to do? He taught me how to follow the Lord. And when I read this book, and I read about Peter, let me give you just a few things. I'm going to be done right here, but I might not be. I feel pretty good in my soul. I don't about preach myself happy about 5 times today. That's more than I usually do on a Sunday. I'm telling you, the Lord's been helping me this morning. I'm just simply saying this to you today, friend. When you get opening up this Bible, when you get to reading about Peter, he shows me, first of all, how those that are close, the saints of God, how we ought to aspire. And I'll tell you what he shows me. It's even in good and even in bad times, it's still good when you're following the Lord. Amen. How many old Peter, everybody else is following him? How many old Peter's followed close enough, Chris, how that when the Lord Jesus goes up on Mount Transfiguration, he calls back and he said, hey, Peter, you, James, and John, hey, come on up here with me. Y'all know the story, thank God. And Moses shows up. Elijah shows up. How Peter don't know what to do. He's like the rest of us. He don't know what to do when it gets good. And so he stands up and he said, let us build 3 tabernacles and 1 for each of you. He said, Lord, it's sure good for us to be here. I'm going to say this to you, friend. Every time I read about Peter and those 3 inner disciples, I find myself saying, God, if I was a disciple like they was, Cliff, I'd want to follow as close as they did. I wonder how many of us have seen something real good. I mean, life-changing. Listen, the saints of God followed him, and he shows us how to do it. And I got to think about this. I want you to listen to me. I got to think about how he shows us how to follow in the worst times and how he follows in the best times. He even shows us how to follow the Lord whenever we're in that place where we're following afar off. You know what he shows us when you follow afar off? You know, I love this. The Lord didn't have to include this in the Bible. Whenever the Bible says, Brother Wayne, that Peter is following afar off, it says, and then the Lord turned and looked at him. Now listen, from where I'm standing, Sherry's the furthest person from me. She could see me looking at her. I'm going to say this. If that's as far away as they were, the Lord wasn't hardly as far as Peter thought he was. When they write that thing, they say, man, he's a following afar off. I tell you what, he was within eyeshot. He was close enough still. Even when he was following him afar off, he's still close enough to see him. I'm afraid when we follow far off, we ain't close enough to see him, hear him, or know him. Even when Peter was not as close as he normally was, he's still closer than most people ever will be. Y'all all right there? I'm going to tell you this. He taught me how to follow the first time. This is what old Peter did. The Lord came by and he passed by his way. And he said, from henceforth thou shalt be fishers of men. Come, follow me. And you know what the Bible says they done? It says immediately they left their nets and they followed him. But just one day he walks by. The Lord Jesus Christ said, follow me. Peter said, right. He said, that's it. I don't, no 2-week notice. He didn't go write somebody a letter. He didn't try to get finances in order to sustain him while he went and followed the Lord for 3 years. No, he didn't do none of that. He just said, all right. And he left everything he had. Left it all. You know what that stirs my heart for, son? Is he even asked the Lord at one point in time. Boy, I love this about Peter. He said, Lord, he said, we've left all and followed thee. He said, we've left everything. Peter says, Lord says, Peter, he that's followed after me, he said, in this life, he said, he's got more family, he's got more land, he's got more, he said, and in the life to come, eternal life. You know what Peter shows us? Whatever you're going to give up to follow the Lord, that's nothing. And following Christ is everything. You'll always gain more than you lose trying to follow God. Lose some friends, but you'll gain some more. You didn't need them know-how. Somebody help me right there. I'm saying this. Last thing, boy, he's strengthened. Every time, Peter's not one of those fellas. When I read about Demas, it discourages me. When I read about Diotrephes, it discourages me. When I read about Peter, strengthens my soul. Let's stand to our feet. I've cleared my heart. I want to ask you this. If you're in a battle and you don't know how to fight, Peter shows us how to do that. Come to the piano. Listen, Joshua, whoever's going to sing, come to the piano.